Renaissance and daughters named New Amsterdam's Hope. 1873, she became a city girl, though. Still unaware of her coming reputation as what many would call the literary, musical, political, and creative capital of Black America. Lady Harlem. Between 1873 and 1920, before the Depression and after all that servitude, she would supply the ink that flowed from the pens of Hughes, McKay, and Dunbar, and their shared thoughts would soon become fertilizer for the new Negro's consciousness. On the east side, she would oversee barrio gatherings, stocked with rice, beans, and syncopated rhythms of Puente, Colón, Cruz, Lebeau, and Palmeria.
far off in heaven. Such a love, darling. Hang up with my people, and it's alright. It's a night that I've been planning since I've been working so hard. Everything's got to win, while some's gotta live. I've been down to heaven night, I've just been getting so high. High with my people, having some crazy fun. I feel tonight is the night. Let's take it away.
I'm not afraid to Oh. I'm so happy that you're here. should have been.